Yeah, I think that's...
And poop and pee.
Oh, holy heck.
Holy heck, the Cavs are winning.
Holy heck, the Cavs are winning. Boyfriends, are you ready for a brand new episode of the Fantasy Boy Podcast?
Woo woo! Yeah, I'm all right.
What's up? What's up, fellas? We're here at RDP Studios.
Freshly cleaned RDP Studios.
Indeed, indeed.
It's so clean right now.
Did you guys see...
Just like Brian's face. His face is super clean.
I really want to say that word that I came up with, and I can't.
Wait, yeah,
I
know. No. No, this is a lot.
That was good, though.
Don't ruin this for me. Yeah, it was definitely good.
I made myself chuckle on that one.
Say it on stage, but keep me anonymous.
All right, that's fair.
What was the word?
I can't say it because it'll give it away.
Yeah. I need to know this word.
Yeah, I'll show it to you later. Okay. Did you guys see...
Bat mitzvah. It was bat mitzvah.
Oh, bat mitzvah.
That's as far as we're going with it, but it was bat mitzvah.
Oh, yeah. I was in the text for that. That was great.
Bat mitzvah. Did you guys see... The players only broadcast of the Cavs game
on Tuesday.
Yes. Yeah, holy shit! That's a bad idea.
It's so bad, and they did. The only thing that made it even like somewhat like that saved it was when the halftime report where they showed that kid doing that stupid fucking.
Oh, yes, backpack kid. So that was the best fucking part, right?
Oh, apparently, so bad.
Backpack kid. So like the TNT has their Tuesday games are players only broadcast. So there's no like play by play guy.
Oh,
it's
what?
Like
why would you do that?
Oh, dude. So it's like it was Kevin McHale.
How often can you hear the N word?
Well, surprisingly not enough for my taste.
Let's just acknowledge that.
Yes. It is being said.
Oh, yes. So it was Kevin McHale, Rip Hamilton, and then somebody else I don't know. Didn't know Rip Hamilton like
was doing color.
Yes, like, exactly.
Color, yeah.
Yeah, so then they throw it back to the studio at halftime and shit like that, and it's... I don't even remember. Isaiah Thomas is there for some reason because they just like conveniently forget that he got fired from the Knicks for sexually harassing some lady for like 3 years.
Also, just for clarification, I was thinking that it was zero commentators.
No,
it was just the game. That's why I asked about the hearing the N-word.
I feel like
I should clarify that question. Okay.
I thought it was just the game.
Like as if you were sitting in the stands.
Nope, not that. But
cutbacks at TNT.
Probably won't go, but
yeah.
Probably won't ever go that far. Because they tried that with Monday Night Football. They tried Monday Night Football with no commentators. Like twice.
And, oh, did they?
And they got no.
I don't remember that at all.
The 70s or early 80s.
I just remember with Dennis Miller, babe. It's like Poseidon at the Mall of America during an NSYNC concert. All right. He's holding that rock like he's Sisyphus running up the hill, then, okay?
You love Dennis Miller.
I love Dennis Miller. I have a Dennis Miller doll.
I've seen the Dennis Miller doll, yeah.
Dennis Miller is such a fucking tool. Like, I don't... But anyway, so, like, the halftime, as Bill was saying, like, there was no explanation to it. Like, it just cut to this. It wasn't even halftime. It was the beginning of the fourth quarter. And it's Kevin Garnett. And Kevin Garnett is interviewing Backpack Kid, who's a YouTube guy.
I know
who has his Dance of the Floss. And, like, you can see how annoyed that Kevin Garnett, like, the biggest shit talker, like, in the fucking history of the NBA. And he has fucking, like, ask Backpack Kid serious questions about the
doing
floss.
Doing his dance, yeah.
But, like, the best part of it, too, is it's in this weird studio. And I swear to God, like, I took a picture of it. It looks exactly like the magnetic prison from the movie Face Off for some reason. So it's like the most absurd like confluence of events. It's really a living like it is a Dennis Miller fucking. Like I put out a tweet from it and then I was like kind of like drinking a few beers or whatever and I went back and read it and like but I read it in Dennis Miller's fucking voice because that's apparently what I fucking do now.
Yeah, you're a voice guy.
Yeah.
You didn't know this about yourself until recently.
Right. No. It's a journey of self-discovery, isn't it, fellas? Yeah. Pretty cool that Kevin Garnett's punishment for those vile Celtics team was interviewing YouTube sensation Backpack Kid about his song The Floss in the magnetic prison from the movie Face Off, okay?
Dennis Miller. Dennis Miller, everybody. The announcer of this game, they did it one time. December 20th, 1980, between the New York Jets and the Miami Dolphins of the National Football League. An experiment by the NBC television network broadcast it without assigning any commentators to cover it. The two teams were playing the last game of the season for them, as neither of them had qualified for the playoffs, and since the game was being broadcast nationally, NBC executive Don Ohlmeyer decided on the idea to boost what was otherwise would have been weak ratings. So he just did it so people would tune in, because it was, otherwise, oh, really? It wouldn't have been, nobody would have watched.
That's a smart move, though, actually. Yeah. Don Ohlmeyer is the guy that fired Norm Macdonald from Saturday Night Live for doing OJ jokes.
Really?
Yeah.
I love all the controversy Norm Macdonald has had over the years.
Norm Macdonald is the most wonderful human being
that
of all time.
Fucking story about that University of Iowa athletics show.
Oh, did yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever hear that?
About what's that?
Norm Macdonald, like, I guess Jim Brewer, Daryl Hammond, and Norm Macdonald all did this big show for the University of Iowa athletic program. And, like, a bunch of people came and, like, brought their family, and Jim Brewer came out there. Or, no, it was Daryl Hammond came out and was doing, like, his
impressions.
Impressions. Yeah. Families ate it up. And then Jim Brewer came out, and he was Jim Brewer, so, like,
they just run around and be like, yeah.
Talked about getting stoned, but, like, kept it, like, easy and likable enough for him to do really well. And then Norm Macdonald came up and apparently had, like, the absolute dirtiest set possible. Just got really, really filthy. And walked every single person.
That's incredible.
Did you ever suck that cock?
I think he walked.
And how long?
I think it was like 900 people, and within like a half an hour, he walked 700.
That's incredible.
Like, so many people left, and then he got like he like showed up to the golf tournament. He agreed to be a part.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and like no, funny. Absolutely not. Get out of here.
So awesome.
He's the fucking funniest guy of all time, in my opinion. Norm.
He's up there. Oh, yeah? How was it?
I mean, it was me and him, like, sat there and watched Sunday Night Football together, and he obsessed over fantasy football, and I obsessed over fantasy football, and it was just great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Awesome.
He's like a fucking terrible gambler, apparently.
Yeah, I guess he had spent a lot of time at the casino that weekend, and, like, the night that I opened for him and was kicking it with him, he was like, yeah, I think they said he left at about 11 a.m.
at the casino?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
11 a.m. He was telling me, he's like, yeah, I'm a little out of it. He's wow. Really late.
He, I was listening to an interview with him. It might have been Marc Maron, whom, by the way, I'm a little sick of Marc Maron's fucking, like, liking the smell of his own fart. I listen to fucking...
Is that why you decided to stop looking like him all the time?
Yeah, that's exactly. I'll get back to that. But, like, I guess the last time... He went broke, like, three times. Like, lost everything that he had, Norm Macdonald. And I guess he got down to his last $60,000 at in Atlantic City, and he cashed it all out in chips, and then, like, went down to the boardwalk and, like, threw it into the ocean. As like
started
a,
anew.
Yeah, to try to like start anew, to like cleanse himself of fucking gambling. That's fucking,
that's insane.
Yeah, that's intense. But then he made the money back, I guess.
I guess.
Some of it. I mean, who knows how much he
has
at some point. Yeah,
that's true. You know, the movie Rounders is based off of him, or like the guy that wrote Rounders used to go to like these poker,
those
like,
underground poker games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like Norm was like his friend, and like he wrote, like Matt Damon's character is partially based on Norm Macdonald.
What?
Yeah.
Edward Norton or Matt Damon?
One of them. I don't know. I haven't seen that movie in.
Did you call
years.
Him N-word Norton?
Edward.
Edward Norton. Edward Norton. That's his actually his character's name in American
yeah,
History
Yeah,
American
N-word Norton. yeah, yeah, Norm is the fucking best. But yeah, Marc Maron, man, like I was listening to, he had Manson on, and I like Manson, like I've always liked Manson.
I don't like him as a person, but I like his music.
Oh, I think that like as a person, like in an interview or whatever, he's very like clever and smart.
I don't think I've ever listened to in like an interview with him.
He's funny. He's
been
too.
Like no part of my life. Oh, other really? Than like two songs.
I do distinctly recall, and I always thought this was in retrospect like the coolest fucking, because he's the last rock star. Like there's nobody, he's still like fucking like Jim Morrison it up, you know, nobody fucking does that.
I always thought it was just really, his shows look so embarrassing now because he's older and kind of tubby, and now he's like in a wheelchair because he broke because yeah, he fell over.
No, like the cross made of guns.
Yeah, fell on him.
Fell on top of him. All right.
He's so old now.
He's like 50. He's 49, 50.
But he's an old 50. Like, there's some rock stars that look 50.
He's been fucking badass. Partying for.
I know. You know I'm not mean? Saying it's not.
No. Yeah. So, anyways, he's. I do distinctly recall, and this is the coolest thing ever. As far as, like, if I were a rock star, this is the pinnacle I'd want. Is in freshman orientation at Medina High School, they specifically told us that we couldn't wear Marilyn Manson t-shirts, which is fucking cool as fuck. So obviously, like, fucking people wore them. It was right after Columbine shit. But anyways, Mark Maron's interviewing him. And
that'd
it's
be
like,
years after Columbine, though. Like,
Columbine was 99. I was in 7th grade.
Okay.
9th grade, yeah.
Two years, yeah. Okay. All right.
Forget. Yeah.
I think I was 6th grade at that point. What year did you graduate high school?
05.
Okay,
I was a junior.
You're ahead of me.
No, you were out of high school by the time I was a freshman.
I know, but I was a junior when Columbine happened.
Oh, yeah. I was in middle school. Yeah, Maron sucks. Anyways.
I haven't listened to that show in a long time.
I like him. I like his comedy. I liked his comedy up until, like... I hate when people fucking sit on a fucking stool and just.
Patrice
like,
used to do that, and he was the best.
Yeah, well, Patrice had a different energy than fucking Mark Maron. Like, it's like so fucking.
I like Jim Jeffries sitting in the full-blown chair.
Yeah,
him and Ricky Gervais both do. Oh no, Ricky Gervais had the podium.
Yeah. But Jim Jeffries is a monster. He's so funny.
Jim Jeffries, great.
Bill had fun with Jim Jeffries.
I had the most fun I ever had.
Really?
I got so drunk.
Or that picture of him naked in the like in the shower or the bathtub?
It's on my Facebook.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
That was a night with Jim Jeffries.
Where'd you guys go?
We literally got real drunk at Hilarities. Mm. It was like ripping shots with people and like chugging beers while he was on stage. And then we went like to a... we just went to Flannery's on the corner.
Oh, okay.
And we just got drunk there, but I just got really fucking drunk.
Yeah, I heard he had his dick out that night. Like on top of the bar with his dick out.
Those were the days.
Not when I was there. I didn't see that.
Scott said he did it at Flanders at some point.
Yeah, that might have been another night, but that night he did not.
How long ago was this?
7 years ago, 6 years ago? Probably 6 years ago.
That's probably when I first started.
I went to one of those shows. That was the first time I saw you do comedy. And Joe Howard hosted.
Yeah, it was a good time.
You know what? You know who never has anybody has a bad word to say about him? Joe Howard.
I like Joe Howard.
I don't want to talk about it. I have nothing against. I've never like really had an interaction with him. I just think that he's kind of a dick. But
he's absolutely a dick. Yeah. That can't be.
You could definitely say that.
Well, whatever. Fuck you, Joe Howard.
Super nice to me. After several years of him being a dick.
I was watching, I was saying before, Sean Rouse. I was looking up some of his videos, and he was on tour with... remember that special? It was like a Comedy Central special. It was the Insomniac.
It's the Insomniac tour. Dave Attell hosted it, and it was Sean Rouse.
Geraldo.
And Dane Cook.
And
that's who Sean Rouse is.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I definitely know who you're talking about.
Oh, Sean Rouse. We should fucking... I'll play that bit here. Man.
He's fucking funny.
Oh, my God. It's like one of the best bits I've ever heard. But I watched some of Dane Cook's fucking shit. And, like, everybody gives Dane Cook shit. But, like, he's fucking, like... I can see where, like, he's a good comic. Like, anybody that's at that level is a good fucking comic. You know
what I mean?
I'm
a fan of Dane Cook. That's one of the comics that I liked the most when I started comedy.
I remember when he blew up. I was like a freshman in college, and like Rolling Stone like had an article about him or whatever. And I just think that like everybody, I don't know why he's always like the Nickelback of fucking.
Because those later albums got kind of crappy, and like he was putting one out every year, and it was worse and worse. And then he became more of like a persona than an actual comic.
He's still out there. Like apparently, he's at the Comedy Store constantly.
He's coming to the Roxino in like May.
Oh, is he? Remember when they tried to make him an actor?
Yeah, he had a series of bad movie roles, and then word came out that he steals jokes.
Oh yeah,
and then it became like the cool kid thing to say that Dane Cook is garbage.
Yeah, shitty.
Speaking of stealing jokes, I was listening to again Sean Rouse or whatever, and a person that we know like has a bit like. Like it's directly lifted from that, but he doesn't do comedy anymore, so I'm not gonna. It's not worth it. I was like, I swear to God, I've heard this before, and I had to think about it. I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, just tell me now.
No, because I like the guy, so I'm not gonna.
But he doesn't do comedy anymore.
Yeah, but he might listen to the podcast. So,
but he's a joke thief.
But he doesn't do comedy, so it doesn't make a difference if he was actively stealing somebody's fucking bit.
But he did it.
He did do it. Anyways. Fuck, what were we talking about? Oh, Dane Cook, right?
Write it down.
Yeah, okay.
I need to know.
It's not important at all, but go ahead. Keep talking about Dane Cook.
It's important to me. Dane Cook, I saw him once. Vicious Circle Tour. Okay.
Yeah.
He was hilarious at that point.
Yeah, that was a good show. It was actually right after his mom died. And he did that bit that was after the Vicious Circle Tour, I'm sorry. But he was doing it in the round like that. So he did that bit. That's at the end of his special that was at the Laugh Factory.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at the Laugh Factory. And he had one camera the whole shoot. And then he wrote this letter back to some person that apologized for hating on him after his mom died. And he just like... tore that person apart.
Oh, yeah, what? Yeah. Didn't his brother steal a bunch of money from him, too?
He had some
dirt times. I think both of his parents died, like, simultaneously. Like
bang, bang.
Yeah.
Like, his dad died and his mom died, like, 6 months later.
I dated a girl that dated Dane Cook for, like, a year.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
What's it called? Eskimo Brothers of Dane Cook.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The only famous person I know, I consider myself Eskimo Brothers because, roundabout way. But my buddy had fucking Eskimo Brothers with Julian Edelman.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one, right?
I may be.
Oh, yeah, you have a good one, too.
Kipness.
Yeah.
Really?
Kip Adelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah, love that's Kip. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Kip is getting so much shit. Like, I don't understand why people, like, have the shortest memories when it comes to fucking baseball. He's gonna bounce back this year. He was hurt all fucking last year, and he's consistently like their best player outside of Jose Ramirez. Well, their third best player. Like the numbers that he puts up are like
if he stays healthy,
take for granted.
Yeah
he's getting healthy. Older, and everybody wants some value for him because they're clearly not right now willing to spend money. They don't want to spend more.
It's a shame.
Jay Bruce would have been real fucking nice.
That would have been very nice. Why didn't they do that?
I don't...
$13 million a year?
Because they're cheap. Well, actually, I read an article that, like, all of baseball's owners are colluding.
Yeah.
Like, they're colluding with one another to drive prices down. And, like, there's nothing...
That's why there's been so few signings.
Yeah. And, like, there's a pretty reasonable case to think that that's true. It was a famous baseball writer, like John Rosenthal or someone, or Ken Rosenthal or whatever. Like, it was a big thing. And, like, the union, like, well, nothing we can do, which I don't understand. Like,
that Steph Curry contract is really fucking up everybody else. For a $440 million a year contract?
Is that what he's getting?
That's what he got.
Steph Curry got 5 years, $200 million.
It's like the Supermax.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't put a cap in anything. Like, it's fucking capitalism, man. Yeah. Dan Gilbert has enough fucking money to pay anybody.
At the same time, where else are you going to take those skills and make some money? You want to go fight for a lot less money?
Are you talking about, wait a minute. No, because the market is set because people are willing to come see their product because they're so superhuman at what they do.
I know, but without the league providing the financial capital to put that out there in a way that people can actually view and enjoy, their skills are more or less a lot less valuable. Like they need one another, but I feel like those rich fucking billionaires, like, they're needed more than the players are needed.
On what planet? Can fucking Paul Allen, like, dunk? No.
There's no competition. There is no competition.
The owners own 51% of all the share. Like, the owners are making... It's not fair. It's inherently not fair. They're making more money.
But that's capitalism. You're talking about capitalism. Yeah. Like, that's capitalism.
But that's false. But that's capitalism under the pretenses that the owner wants it. Like, if it was pure fucking capitalism, fucking line up the 30 owners next to the fucking... all the other players and see what the public wants to see. Like, they would fucking go... watch those guys at a fucking park because it's so phenomenal, and then enough people would go and somebody would televise it. It makes no fucking...
They're not going to make that much money, though.
But it would make sense. But it would make sense that the next revolution in the way we do things, because it happened in the music industry, for the most part it's happened in comedy, where there was a boom one way, like in it was television... You had to be on TV to be a comic, and then the internet changed that and has helped comics become... Same thing with, like, the record companies don't have the power that the musicians have.
Right, right.
So they changed the way that they do it. Like, they're not worried about putting records out. They're worried about selling tickets.
Right, so the natural progression things would be that the fucking NBA players would do that without the fucking...
Right, so the XFL. I guess we'll see what happens with that.
I don't think it'll ever...
Somebody like that, I really feel like that's the only way that you make, like, big strides, because the NFL players, they, like, they're not even close to MLB or NBA. Like,
no, they get fucked the most out of anybody.
But, like, once again, like, yeah, I guess you can call that fucking, but, like, that's what the market has said. Like, right. you cannot go anywhere and make any more money than what you're being made in. Than what is being made in the NFL.
But that's not the market. Like, the pure market is... There wouldn't be restrictions for... There's real life restrictions. There's employees.
They're not commodities.
Well, that, like,
here, but they are. But they have value. They create... How much value does fucking Dak Prescott fucking create for the Cowboys? Because they market off of his image.
A lot.
You can be at a fucking job, and you can really nail it at your job, and they can keep paying you what they want to pay, and the only way for you to get more is to threaten leaving. You have to have somebody else that's going to pay you more, or you sit at that same fucking job that you have,
and you
keep making that amount, because that's where you can make the most amount of money. Like, if your skill set, no matter how fucking dominant it is, if there's no other medium for you to have a competing bid, then you're worthless. So you're there or you're worthless.
So what if, say, the XFL...
Not totally worthless, you can take those...
What if, say, the XFL starts big, and they sign someone... to a ridiculous contract, more than they would make. Like, they signed Drew Brees to come to the XFL for $50 million a year. Does it then become a place where, like, could it split the league?
I don't know if it could split the league. They'd have to really strategically, you know, work out all the kinks heading into it, or else you're going to get crushed fast.
Right.
But, like, the USFL challenged the NFL when it was a far less powerful entity. But they were offering competitive amounts of money. Now, somehow, if you got some big, big investors, they're going to somehow pack out those seats and get a decent TV deal, and you can't afford to start early with yanking some talent. And then if you start yanking talent out of the NFL draft, like, if guys go from out of college to the XFL, like...
That would be cool. Yeah. But, okay, let me go back, though, for a second about, like, you said... Your skill set, like, that's the highest you can get or whatever, all right? Paul Allen, right, owns the Seattle Seahawks, co-founder of Microsoft. Why is Paul Allen in this market structure, why did nobody say to Paul Allen that as a rookie, as a beginner in building fucking computers, you can only make a maximum of $6 million.
Because he's the owner. And the owner can make as much as they fucking want, and then the employees make whatever they're paid.
But
Yeah.
Unless they go to a different company that can offer them more money.
Now, let's say that the public was invested to a degree where the environment that Paul Allen was trying to build computers in was actually a $54 billion revenue industry, right? Let's say, I already lost what I was going to
say. But what I'm saying is, the reason they have salary caps is so that there can be competitiveness and within the league, so it maximizes everybody's ability to make money.
But, like, it would
they
be...
They want parity.
Yeah.
But that would be... It's already parity. It's inherent parity. Like, that's the whole concept of it.
Well...
They're billionaires. They can pay whatever the fuck they want. Like, it's... Like, you're all at a certain...
Being a billionaire doesn't make it so that you can pay whatever you want. Like, I mean, they, I know...
That's what they'd be building. Money. Like, they'd be bidding against one another. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's no... I don't...
But then...
Why is it baseball different?
Honestly, right now, the way it's going, I see what you're saying, is it's going to keep inflating to a point where they go, where there is going to be a bust.
Exactly. So there's a competition. Like, that's what capitalism is. That's the whole pure argument of capitalism. Burst, yeah. That, like, no, yeah, it's like inherent competition.
Because they're going to be able to make more there for one season that's not as rough.
Yeah, that's what Russia has its own fucking hockey league.
Why do you think that when like there's a strike, that like especially like an NFL strike, like how long do you think an NFL strike would last?
It should last until the owners realize that they need the players more than the players need the owners. But it doesn't happen.
No, they would find scab players. People would still watch big names out of college. That
same guarantee you if they waited, if they like were serious about it and went a whole season striking a whole season. That would not work because let's point to the XFL. The XFL was scab players. Nobody watched it after the second week because the football was fucking terrible quality.
But that was also that league was thrown together. Have you watched that 30-30?
Yeah.
Like they threw that together. Like they practiced for like 2 weeks before they had their first game.
Tommy Maddox actually had a pretty decent career in the NFL. He doesn't get his due.
So did Jeff Brom, and he's a NCAA coach somewhere. I can't remember.
And He Hate Me. Rod
Smart?
Yeah, Rod Smart. He was in a Super Bowl, He Hate Me. He played against the Patriots.
With the Panthers, yeah.
That was a good Super Bowl. And I saw Titty. It was great.
I watched that one from the Philippines.
Yeah.
And I didn't see the halftime show, so I didn't know what anyone was talking
about.
No,
I was like, was that
a hit? Honestly, it was like, I obviously couldn't rewind it at the time. There's no DVR, but like I totally watched that live.
Yeah.
And my brain did not comprehend it. Like, yep. I had no idea what had actually happened until the next day.
Yeah, but it happened, like, but like not. I don't know if they televised the halftime show the same in the Philippines.
Oh yeah, it was just like chicken races,
Muay Thai fighting, tiny dudes kicking each other in the head.
But like that was around the same era that fucking. You could turn on MTV Spring Break and, like, still get a good nut to a visible nipple. You know what I'm saying? Like
through a...
Into Spring Break.
Yeah, they fucking... Oh, I the fucking... Grind. I beat my dick like it stole an apple pie from a windowsill. Like, when fucking... they had, like, the fashion thing that, like... And they were always wearing, like, you could see their nipples. I was like, as a sixth or seventh grade boy, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, man, I used to rent this specific, remember the WWF,
Sable?
The Sable with the handprints on it?
Yeah.
Full blonde bikini contest?
Yep. Yes.
I had to have rented that fucking pay-per-view from Hollywood Video 30 times. My parents never paid enough attention to notice it's the same one over and over.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
I was exposed to very hardcore pornography at a very young age.
This shocks no one.
Yeah.
Not one person.
Yeah.
So. How did you like... Well, I take it wasn't the internet because you wouldn't have had...
videotapes, like VHS.
Where did you find hardcore videotapes?
I had a friend that, like, his dad, like, had fucking, like
a bunch.
Videotapes that, like, a fucking third grader shouldn't be fucking watching.
See, I didn't watch any of the videos, but, like, I saw a magazine pretty early, and it was too much. Like, that's too much for just seeing, like, a fully naked, like, penetrating penis. You're just like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
That's but then like the first, and like I remember the first time I watched like Hardcore, my brother and I were at my uncle's house. We were like watching our cousins, and he found someone, and there's like these lesbians with these really long nails, and they're just like finger fucking the shit out of each other. And I was just like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, it's making me uncomfortable because their nails are so fucking long. I'm like, I know that's soft tissue, that, and those nails don't go there.
He's clawing.
So not, not a fan of FloJo then.
No, not at all.
The first time I saw it was, it took me a while to see actual penetration. Like, I looked at a lot of porn, but it was just boobs and butts.
Oh, no. I kind of wish.
And then which would have been the second one? Morpheus. When Morpheus came along. Like, when Napster went down, and then LimeWire, Morpheus, and BearShare all came
along. BearShare, I remember. I don't remember.
I downloaded some hardcore.
I had LimeWire.
Shit. I had LimeWire, too.
Kazaa.
I eventually got LimeWire. I had all of them.
You got, like, so many fucking computer... You got, like, fucking mad computer viruses from...
Oh, yeah.
Like, getting the fucking 56K.
We used to download so much shit. All this music, all these videos, and then, like, when those things slowed down to an absolute halt, and my parents finally got laptops for themselves, they just had this strict policy where they didn't totally understand the internet, but they knew that there was no downloading on these things. No downloading. Every single time my parents saw me on the computer, no downloading. I had YouTube on, and my mom flipped the fuck out. I was like, I'm not downloading. YouTube is different. She goes, I do not trust it. Get it off my computer.
Yeah. they put the computer, like, we got a family computer, like, probably in sixth grade, like, it was like 98
for sixth
grade.
Oh,
we
got one.
And but there was a phone line in my room, so they put it in my room because like nobody knew what the fuck the internet was. Yeah, well, nobody knew what the fucking internet was.
So bad.
So I don't know. I wish that
that explains so much.
I wouldn't have seen some of the things that I've seen. I like fucking Sam Neill in Event Horizon, with the eyes carved out, like where we're going. Yeah. We don't need to see.
I have no idea what movie that is.
Oh, I haven't seen it since it came out.
Dude, it's a fucking great movie.
I do remember liking it.
Yeah, you should fucking
go revisit that.
Yeah, for sure. That's like one of the best sci-fi movies of all time. But yeah, I remember like a more innocent one that I saw around the same, like when I was really young, like Jerry Springer. They like had the Too Hot for TV one.
Oh yeah, I remember
that was like strip. They used to play that like late at night too. Like,
well, they learned like the infomercials,
right?
Like,
yeah,
to try and sell them, but those would all be like blurred out. But you'd still,
you
get
still
some
see.
Done.
Yeah, you could squint and like make out a nipple, like fucking Wild on E, Art Man.
Oh, I love it.
I used to watch that. Brooke Burke.
Oh yeah, you know, absolutely.
Brooke Burke is now in a feminine pad commercial.
Oh right? Yeah,
like a what are they called?
Who wears a pad?
No, like no. The full word for pad.
I've never
like sanitary pad.
I don't
sanitary
mean
napkin.
No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Lady listeners, I don't mean
we don't
to
have
sound.
Any.
I know we really don't. Like for the one girl that's riding in a car.
Did
while
we get
birth,
one? Oh okay.
Why her boyfriend is listening to it?
We have looked at analytics, and it was 100% men.
At one point in time, it's
we got some lady listeners.
We get some ladies sometimes when they're fucking accidentally hit on a different podcast.
You're all still boyfriends with a Z.
And that's right.
Yeah. All fans are boyfriends.
I have never known a girl, and I've known many a girl in my day to have worn a fucking sanitary pad. Like who wears a fucking maxi pad? Every girl uses tampons.
I think they have like sometimes they have something to do with old ladies peeing a little bit here and there.
Yeah, that's it.
But they market them to fucking.
Well, there's different ones. Like there's the liners, which is that's the lady piss, and then there's the pads, which are like thicker and bigger, and that's for
bleeding out.
Yeah, bleeding out. And then there's now they have like the cups.
Oh, the diva cups.
You put the cup up inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a shot afterwards.
Absolutely.
It's very coppery.
I shove a pint glass up there.
In your butthole.
Yeah. And then you mix it with like half a beer, like a Clamato. Like a red beer.
What a weird concept.
It's so gross.
What a weird fucking concept. It's always geared, like, I don't know why... all the advertisements you see for it in magazines are geared toward, like, Mexican people. Is that, like, a thing in Mexico?
I don't know.
I've seen it more... like tomatoes. In, like, when I was in, like, Illinois doing the road and up in Minnesota and stuff like that, I would see it all the time up there.
Really?
Like, Norwegian people... like Minnesota, North Dakota, all that shit.
Hey man, you know how we're in a country in the...
what is that right now? Mexican or Norwegian?
Let's try to do Mexican.
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 Hey man, you know we're in Mexico City, which is landlocked, 11,000 feet above sea level? Give me a clam and a tomato, man.
The Cavs are actually playing decent tonight. They're what? Up 97... to 80.
Fucking J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith was crushing it.
Yeah.
He had like 6 threes by the half.
It's because Ty Lue didn't bench him and he was feeling sorry for himself. He said, J.R., you gotta shoot your way out of this, buddy.
He's...
be nice if he would fucking fix himself.
Well, he's playing well tonight. Leading the team in scoring.
Alright. Swish.
They look old, man.
They are old as
fuck. All that shit, like... it really...
I'm not that worried about it.
I mean, they're dead last in defense. That's pretty weird.
Yeah, it's yeah, they're definitely lazy, but I think they're going to... they're seriously just waiting to turn it on. Like, they're just...
what happened to Dwayne Wade? He had to deal with a family issue, and he's going to be gone indefinitely, apparently.
Oh, indefinitely? I heard he just was out tonight, like, taking it easy.
Kobe Altman said, take as much time as you need, apparently. Kobe Altman, I heard, was also not immune to criticism in that fucking meeting.
Really?
Yeah. That they were, like, fucking saying that... I assume LeBron is the one that leaks all of this shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that the players didn't trust him, and he should have traded for Paul George, and blah, blah, blah. And...
yeah, I guess a lot of people are unhappy about the Paul George thing.
Yeah. Well, it's LeBron, because he's a fucking little bitch sometimes.
How the fuck goes to the media and cries. How are you going to start Kyrie over Russell Westbrook on your team in the All-Star game?
You have to.
Why?
Because he wants a store. Because LeBron's a fucking drama queen. Because
they're starters, because he was voted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
He's voted as a starter. I like that format, though. I wish they would have televised the draft. I think it's next year they're going to televise the draft. And whoever is the last pick, they're afraid for a reason. Like, that's why it didn't happen, because the Players Association wouldn't allow it. Because
really?
They didn't want none of those guys that are, like, at the bottom that wanted to be the last drafted player.
Who gives a shit?
They those guys care. And so next year it's going to happen, and then whoever that is going to probably be, you know, like, they're just going to fuck with them. And it's not going to be the worst thing in the world, but it's going to be funny.
That's what Kevin Love said. And he's like, they probably picked me last.
I think they should bring back in the MLB All-Star Game the fact that it decides home field advantage for the World Series. They just took that out. Oh, I hate that so much.
I hated it up until this year, and then I was mad about it. I was like, the American League could have got the fucking... because the Indians are good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I did hate it when the Indians weren't good, so.
I loved it.
Pretty fair.
I thought it was all right.
It made it actually interesting.
It made it, yeah.
Real
stakes. It didn't make it matter. Nah. I think there's going to be a little bit more pride amongst, like, LeBron, and, like he's going to want to win. Because he picked that team. And yeah. It's going to be a better All-Star game this year than it has been in the past few years.
Yeah. I don't know. They're still not going to play defense. They're still just going to take crazy shots. There's not going to be any, like...
oh, I was watching the Pro Bowl fucking, like, skills competition yesterday.
Really?
Well, it was on at the bar that I was at. And fun! Like, actually entertaining. I thought it was kind of cool. I found myself... the
skills competition is awesome. Yeah, I love that.
They had, like, the last one... there was, like, this combine thing. And, was like throwing pat, like they had to do these crazy like trick fucking shit or whatever. But then the last thing to that was they had the kickers like play tic-tac-toe.
And, oh, like, that's cool.
It was cool as fuck. I was like, there's no way that these guys like can like hit it, because it was hard, man. Like, it was like divided like quadrants, like that fucking thing, you know what I mean? Like, they couldn't... I don't know how big is the field goal. Like, it couldn't have been more than like three by three, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like by three. Or no, that's not a cube. Each square. They're not playing in an extra dimension. but it was fun, man. Like, I couldn't believe that I was found myself intrigued by any Pro Bowl-related events. The Pro Bowl's the worst one out of any fucking All-Star game.
Absolutely. But I like that. I'll check out that skills competition. What you texted us earlier today, said you're okay with Baker Mayfield? What? Why? Huh?
He's a winner, man. I'm on board with Baker Mayfield. And he's another guy that drives all these old dudes fucking crazy. So, like, I have to like him.
I don't need a guy that can drive old guys crazy. That's easy to do. I need a guy that can play football.
I just want a guy who can drive old guys crazy with nothing but his handsomeness and charm.
Exactly.
That's all I want.
That's it.
Drive the old men wild.
Brian just said that with curlers in his hair.
Just make him start like turning into like cartoon wolves.
You know who's your handsome.
He's a fucking winner, man. Like, I don't know. Like, fucking Deshaun Watson was a fucking winner the same way.
All right.
And fucking everybody's like, Aaron Dinkins,
I thought Deshaun Watson was a good choice.
NFL scouts didn't, for some reason. Because I see the same thing that you do.
On the field,
fucking, and he might fucking be really good, allegedly, according to our fucking retarded coach.
I don't know, man. I don't see it in Baker Mayfield.
I would say Rosen.
Definitely be cool with Rosen. I want Rosen over fucking Darnold. Darnold fucking had the most interceptions of fucking anybody.
Everybody keeps saying football. This Josh Allen thing is supposed to be
for real,
dude.
For real,
he's fucking Deshaun Kizer. He's Deshaun Kizer. He's 6'5" with a fucking big arm, 240, and has no accuracy. And Deshaun Kizer at least played at fucking Notre Dame. And did you see all the fucking videos that they posted from the Senior Bowl where like him and Baker Mayfield, and Baker Mayfield's hitting the targets, and he's fucking overthrowing the net that they're supposed to hit. He had a bunch of interceptions too last year.
Yeah, he's just a gunslinger, not really a.
He's a Deshaun Kizer. I have no idea how these guys come out of fucking nowhere. To Paxton Lynch. Who the fuck heard about Paxton Lynch before the fucking? Fucking one time showed me a highlight video. Who was the running back for the Browns in 2014.
Terrence West?
You showed me a Terrence West highlight video.
I was about it. I love the Terrence West pick. And his highlight tape was nasty. Vontaze Burfict was another guy whose highlight tape I fell in love with. I was right about that one. Total dick, but I was right about that one.
How often do you watch college football highlight tapes from people that I've never heard of?
I have ESPN Insider, and for a while I just sat at a desk with not much to do, so I would read these things.
You should be a fucking, you can't be any less qualified than fucking Mel Kiper in his fucking Dracula with Propecia cosplay.
Who did he have number one overall in his first?
Josh Allen, I think.
Was it Josh Allen?
Yeah.
I don't think it was.
I thought, because that's where fucking whole Josh Allen out of fucking nowhere came from. All these guys, there's a thing going around about, it was from 8 years ago when Mel Kiper was like, if Jimmy Clausen doesn't turn out to be a franchise quarterback, I'll quit this business.
Fuck Jimmy Clausen.
Yeah, so.
I hated that kid since high school.
I mean, it's such a fucking crapshoot.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Josh Allen. So, such a weird, random one to pick.
I like Nick Chubb just because of his name. Isn't his brother the running back from Georgia?
Isn't that Nick? That's Nick Chubb.
Oh, okay.
Bradley Chubb. Are they related?
I don't know. They both have a very silly, silly last name.
I'd rather take Nick Chubb. I mean, Saquon Barkley would be cool at number four. I think you gotta take the quarterback at number one. Yeah, I bet you he'll go to number three, though.
Fucking pay Captain Kirk.
Yeah, or you could pay Kirk and then hold off till that number four pick, or even in the second round, or trade back into the first. I don't really care. Kirk is a 5-year kind of plan.
Captain Kirk.
I think we talked about all this on the show already, but who cares?
Yeah. Life is essentially repeated conversation.
Baker Mayfield, though, like, Baker Mayfield is a system quarterback from a top-notch recruiting school with top-notch draft picks all the time. And
in a conference that just lights it up anyway. Like, that's not a defensively strong conference.
Yeah.
Fucking Baylor, like, it, you know.
Who's the last guy to come out of the Big 12 that was any good?
A quarterback?
Yeah.
RG3.
That's
that doesn't really.
I mean, he was good that first year, but
Brandon Whedon,
the Weed Man.
Who else? Bryce Petty's in the NFL. Not really anybody from Texas since Colt McCoy.
Texas had one of the sharpest fall offs of any.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like Texas and Florida.
Yeah.
Their falls have been.
They'll come back. I think Tom Herman's a good coach.
Texans, not Texans, but Texas's locker rooms are the best locker rooms you've ever seen in your entire life.
Tejas,
Clemson.
Look at Texas's. They all have flat screen TVs.
Well, that's because
it's insane.
Look up the Clemson compound that they made.
That's because Matthew McConaughey does it. Isn't he a big fucking... Why is the Google Doodle Gandhi with burnt toast? Oh, it's Wilder Penfeld's 127th birthday.
Yeah, these look very similar. But Texas did this first.
That's dope. But I'm talking about the entire building. Yeah. There's all sorts of craziness. There's a park course or something like that. Jesus, this is crazy.
Isn't it? For a bad college football team.
Well, they were the first ones that had their own network. They were the ones that pioneered that. Yeah, it was a Texas Longhorn network.
Each locker costs $8,700.
$8,700?
And head coach Tom Herman wanted them to literally glow.
And they do.
Lockers are stainless steel instead of wood for antibacterial features. Each locker has its own 37-inch TV.
That, displays their name and number.
Just a name.
And then they have, their helmets are, in, it's like a display.
Oh,
it's incredible. Pull up the video. There's, a YouTube video that shows you, all the features and shit.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And they have, pulls out. After
practice, you never end up putting them. Well, there's probably equipment managers that do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go into Clemson, right? Yeah. Clemson's lockers were designed to look like thrones since they had just won the national championship. Look at that shit.
Oh, see, wow. That's badass, but I still say Texas is better.
Oh, they're playing this.
That's one thing, that's a gimmick that the XFL could use to set themselves apart. It's just really...
Treat the players real right.
Real ridiculous. It doesn't even have to... It just has to look good too on TV, so they could just make it fun and then give you access. Like Vince says, it's not gonna be a gimmicky league. He's got to be fucking gimmicky. It's got to be gimmicky.
Well, I think it's hilarious. It's not gonna be a gimmicky league. But our players will stand for the anthem, and you can't be a convict. No gimmicks here.
It is the white football league. That's what they want.
Yeah. Well, exactly. I like
the KKK.
Wait, is that an actual rule? No convicts?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because Johnny Manziel was he tweeted right as soon as it was announced, hey, I'll play in the XFL. And then first announcement was no convicts.
Oh, guaranteed.
If you have a record,
if it actually gets off the fucking ground, which it won't.
No, it will. It absolutely will.
Well, okay. If it actually does. And you'd think that Johnny Manziel wouldn't... Vince McMahon would turn down the opportunity for Johnny Manziel to be in his league. They were made... he's the fucking... He's the face of the XFL.
Yeah.
How would they not let him fuck in?
They should just open it up. Really encourage convicts.
I want football...
Have full-blown convict teams to have longest yard type of games.
I want football to be the beginning scene of The Sixth Day with Arnold Schwarzenegger. The XFL that I was promised...
I do not recall that.
Oh, it's great. They kill the guy and then they're all clones.
Like that weird scene in Any Given Sunday that doesn't fit into the movie at all, where the guy's eye comes out.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
It has no place in that movie. That movie is like, it's supposed to be hyper realistic.
Yeah.
But they like went overboard trying to make like NFL football brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And just like this guy's eye came out during the fucking game. Just laying there on the turf.
I love me some Pacino.
That speech?
It's a game of inches.
That's a good one! This team you call fingernails.
I watched that movie in a long time. I want to go back to it.
This is the fucking
lot of big dicks.
Oh yeah, there are.
A lot of big dicks in that movie.
I've seen that scene again.
Wait, this is the best. I know it's overdone. But...
Great ass! And you got your head all the way up it. Jesus.
Great ass! This is the best part.
We play that on the show all the time. The great ass.
Love it. Love it. That's a great fucking movie, dude. Have you ever seen Heat?
Oh, Heat, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's from Heat. That's not from.
No, that's okay. That's Heat.
Yeah, I haven't seen Heat in a long time.
Heat's that's so one. Good. It's been on Viceland a couple of times the last month, and I watched it from start to finish.
I want to go see that. What's that Gerard Butler movie that came out?
Oh, that looks good. With 50 Cent.
Yeah. And,
it's probably
Ice Cube's son.
Oh, yeah.
O'Shea.
Any movie
Jackson Jr.
Most movies they release in January are like the ones that they got to dump
off. Yeah, but sometimes there's a gem.
Baby.
Yeah.
I really want to see Hostiles with Christian Bale.
That looks all right, too.
I like Westerns, but I heard it's really slow.
I get the movie pass.
Movie pass. Wonderful lifestyle. I'm gonna start going like every Sunday.
All right, we can make that a thing.
It was what'd you say, $12 or something like that?
$10 a month. I took a date to the show and paid $11 for her ticket.
See, the problem is there aren't enough movies that come out that like pique my interest.
Yeah, but if you're treating it like Netflix, and you get to like, it's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even watch my Netflix movies.
Like, well, this is better.
You're just and a if you cynical go dick and you can't enjoy life.
Yeah, if we all go together, Ryan.
Yes.
If we all go together,
I'll go. I'm down to go. It'll be fun. Like, yeah. See movies. Yeah.
You ever gotten high in a Mark's parking lot before?
I do it a lot.
Once.
I get real high, and then I see, like Big Hero 6. I ate an edible before I saw that.
Yeah.
And, oh, boy, did I get weepy.
I remember me telling you that, like, right after it happened.
Yeah. I was a weepy little boy.
Aw, little Bill.
Yeah, I just got really into it.
One time I ate two edibles and very much emotionally connected with a real-world Portland marathon. I watched the entire season.
I told you about the time that I took mushrooms and watched Apocalypse Now, right?
No.
That's a bad idea.
The worst idea I ever had.
Why? With the, yeah.
Were you looking for a bad trip? Because I have a friend that loves bad trip kind of shit.
Like, no. Well, I was like coming down from it. So like, and...
Oh, I think you did tell us that.
Yeah. I wasn't like, I didn't eat them and like, I'm going to fucking watch Apocalypse Now. I was like coming down from it. And this was like a long time ago. And so, for legal reasons. And so like... I saw that it was on TV, and I was like, I'm going to fucking watch this movie. And I did a fucking gravity bong rip, like, right before, and then I was, like, instantly tripping again. And I was like, oh, fuck, no, that was a bad idea. And I couldn't fucking...
With the milk jug in the bucket?
Oh, yeah. No, it was a 2-liter, but yeah, the gotcha. Same thing.
I used to do those with the foreign kids all the time.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. It's a little too much.
The one time we had this dude, like, I lived with this... ex-crack dealer from Washington, D.C. in college. He, like, got placed with us. And
yeah, one day... This guy's, like, fucking nuts, right?
Fucking nuts.
Wasn't he, like, do coke all the time? And, like,
he would do coke around? At, like, noon on a Tuesday. Like, I come in from class and the blinds are open and this dude's just doing coke off the living room table. It's not even like he's going somewhere to try and be secretive about it at all. And he would just stand around and watch TV silently. And then, like, it was like Tourette's, that he would, like, just blurt out certain rap lyrics. Like, I'll never forget, he had to have, like, at all times had this song stuck in his head for at least 4 months. But he would just repeat this part. He would go, bricks, all white bricks, just hit a lick for 50 more bricks. And he just kept singing that line. Like, that part over and over and over and over and over again all the time. And he would stand in the middle of the living room and watch TV. And he would watch Black and white Turner classic movies. A lot. The old black and white love stories.
It's like a Harmony Korine fucking movie.
It's so strange. He was from Ghana originally. And at first, when he moved in, like he got kicked out of his first place because he was just smoking weed in his bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived with the RA's boyfriend. And I went to like a small Catholic school.
Yeah.
So like, there was no fun. Nobody was going out of their college kids. Yeah. Like, it was... It was one of five schools in the country with a program set up with the FBI and CIA for intelligence. So most of the RAs were going into that, were getting hair follicle tested one day, didn't touch drugs, or have fun at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it would always be your peers getting you in trouble. It was never like police and like the campus cops.
Mm-hmm.
They would come in after they'd already gotten you. It was fucked up. So this... Somehow this kid gets into the school. They had a real hard on for diversity. He's the dumbest motherfucker I ever come across. And he, like, first he tells us he's 21, and then he later he like mentions being 24, and we're like, whoa,
what?
You already told us a different age. And he goes, I meant I was over 21. And then I find a copy of his green card, and it says he's 27. So I'm 19 years old. And he's 27, and he's just like he didn't own a pillow, he didn't own blankets or sheets.
Well, you said he's from Ghana,
but he had been living in the States since '95.
Okay, well, you just got into college.
He spent a lot of money on middle of the road liquor. He would line up all the bottles around his room, but like he'd blow it on like shoes and clothes. But, like, refused to, like, he always used our soap, he used our TV, like, we just forfeited the living room to him, because he was always doing blow and fucking really this huge girl. He's like, but, like, not like a big fat girl, like, 6'2" and sturdy.
Yeah. She had a wide base about her.
Yeah. Yeah, he was not a big dude. And, like, you just walk in and this dude would be hammering it away on one of those, like, school-issued couches from the 70s.
Wait, really?
With the tweed.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I'd walk in and he would just be fucking, like hunched over. Like, he would have one of the tweed couch cushions on his lap and he'd just be hunched over. And he'd pass out that way. He would fall asleep with his knees on the ground and his whole upper body on the couch. He would just collapse. He would do blow until he collapsed. And he... somehow stayed in the school. One time I got a call from my
buddy.
Because
it's cleaner because they don't put gunpowder in it here over in the United States. Fucking kill a bunch of children. So, yeah, I don't imagine.
He would hide his coke in my video games.
Listen, you know, under the leadership of Coney, it's rough. All right? So.
You should write that all down and like do a bit about it or a story or something, because that's fucking incredible.
I tried a couple times and I could not get it to work. And honestly,
I don't know if it's a stand-up
never
thing.
Went back to it.
I think it might be something that you just like write out and just have that story. Just
maybe
have it, because
one time he walks into my room. I knew this kid for.
Wait, so he would fuck his girlfriend, though? Like, in,
ooh,
like...
She was not a girlfriend. Let's make that
clear. Oh, okay.
He made that very clear. Okay. He just called her up like, yo, Tosh, give me a 40. And then she'd come over.
What a good egg Tosh
was. It out. It'd be fucking mad.
Like, in front of you guys? Everywhere. Like, fucking... They'd just be like, hey, what's going on?
We just forfeited the place to him.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, we would be gone, and he just, like, would not even give a fuck if we just walked in. Like, we'd just walk in, not look, they'd stop.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd hear moans. You just go to the back room and you'd hear moans in the living room.
Nice.
But like,
so
he knew me for 2 weeks. And within that 2 weeks, I only spent like a couple hours around him. All he knew about me was that I smoked weed, I played football, drank. Like, that's it.
Mm.
I didn't share any other personal information. He didn't seem to want to hear it.
Right.
So he walks into my room.
Yeah, you're 19.
And is like, why don't you hustle? Sure, what you're referring to, like football practice? I asked him that. I had no idea what he meant. And he's like, no, selling crack. He's like, give me $1,000. I know people in Cleveland. We can get crack. We can sell the crack. I'll flip it. I'll make you $3,000.
And did you do it?
What do you mean, did I do it? I told you, one of five programs in the country set up with the FBI and CIA. It is a 2,500-kid, mostly white, fucking Catholic institution. If crackheads are walking onto campus, we're in a lot of trouble.
Why don't you sell crack?
I think I got into this because one time he comes back from spring break, and apparently he didn't go home. He just went to East Cleveland and started going to strip clubs, made a new friend. He didn't even know this dude. It's not like he knew him for a while.
Yeah.
But he meets this dude, Twan. And Twan had like a... He had a weed leaf on his throat and 187 on his forearm and like the teardrop and everything like that. Real nice dude as it turned out. But like, I walked around with all my valuables in my backpack for the 10 days that he stayed with us. That's iPod, hilarious. All that shit was coming with me.
That's hilarious.
Say what you want, but
hey,
you
know, man,
walks like a duck. I was not taking chances. So
I don't.
By the end, we started partying with him, and he started coming out, and we took him to the foreign kids' place. They were like from Bhutan and Thailand and shit like that, and they had the gravity bong going. And that dude took one big hit, and like all he talked about was how much weed he smoked. He took one hit. He just goes like this, waving his hand, and then he turns around, he puts his head down, and he goes, "You are all the devil." And then he fell asleep for the night.
I love this guy.
That was one of the more gratifying.
That's hilarious.
And that was Gone with the Wind. Brian Kenny.
Will. And Will was his name.
Will from Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
One time he brought back this soap, I ruined the ending, but he brought this big, light, like golden brown hunk in a plastic bag and just like sat it on this shelf in the bathroom, and me and my roommate were looking at it going, "Isn't heroin golden brown?" Is that heroin? And then my one buddy's like, "If you don't report heroin and they find out that you saw it, then you go to jail too." It's like the one drug there that where that's the case or something like that. At least that's what he said. I don't know if it's true. But like we had to confront this dude about this big golden brown rock and this fucking soap from Africa.
was he just like, "Yeah, so what?" Or was it really soap or was it really heroin?
I could not tell you. I don't think that it comes in rough looking chunks like that.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't know. It comes in like bricks.
Maybe it was soap, but I feel like if you're gonna go back to your roots and use an African product, soap probably shouldn't be one of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, like we got better soap.
Yeah, but the soap might be better for his skin.
Or he used a lot of cocoa butter. His cocoa butter consumption was massive. It was everywhere. He had like 8 different like pumps set up throughout strategically the apartment.
So they weren't just like randomly. So like he knows. Like I'm gonna walk by here.
You wouldn't even look. He'd start all oiling himself up.
Oh man! While we're at like an hour. Gave these people what they fucking want.
We got that Ghana story, and that's all I care about.
That was a great story, though.
I love it.
What are we fucking... I need to fucking do stand-up, man. I haven't done stand-up since New Year's Eve, and, like, I felt like...
I'll run two shows, dummy.
What's that?
Just come and do a show.
No, I know, but, like, I haven't felt like... I've been, like...
You haven't done stand-up in that long?
Uh-uh. It's the longest I've not gone up.
I've been in a rut for a little while.
I just haven't.
But, like, you gotta work through it. Shooter's gotta shoot.
No, I know. I haven't felt it. But, like, today I watched, like, a bunch of fucking, like, stand-up on YouTube that I haven't seen in a long time. And it's like, oh, fuck. When you're funny, it's fun.
Yeah.
I forgot.
I've been doing one-liners kind of thing the past, just to kind of break out of the funk and just write jokes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been good. It's been fun.
Here, so...
My one-liners suck. I just never word them properly. The concept is funny.
I think, if you use Twitter enough, you can, like, fucking make a one-liner work, you know what I mean? Because you have to be economical about your fucking...
At least it used to be. Now it's
yeah, now it's like easy. Anybody can write a fucking
I sucked
paragraph.
At Twitter before.
I still kind of suck at Twitter, but I can write a one-liner. My stuff gets laughs, like, if I do it in front of an audience, but on Twitter, people are just like, okay.
Like, we'll get, like, watching four. You search for those things last night had me dying. It was so long.
It was so long.
And you're like, I committed to this. I'm still doing this.
I have to do it, because how disappointing is it if I just go, I'll do this other joke. Like, no, I have to. But it was just, they were further back than I thought. And like it was, they were like over a week back in my timeline, and I retweeted a lot
now.
Of things.
Bring them up now. First of all, have you been watching Black Mirror at all?
No.
You are missing the fuck out.
So it was like, technology is bad, right?
It's like a technology
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, like it's Every single episode's different. It's a full-blown anthology.
So sometimes I have my tonight, phone and I think.
Tonight, watch the White Christmas episode with John Hamm in it.
Okay, cool.
And then, it's a good show.
Sometime, I'd say that's a good one to get you
into. Yeah.
Sometimes I look at my phone and say, we don't all need these. And then I'm like, oh, thanks, Black Mirror.
All right, so here's fucking, some of my ideas. Shut Up and Dance. That's a fucking intense episode. You would like Shut Up and Dance a lot.
That's a great one.
Sometimes, a lot. Sometimes, like, I'm...
Is that's the one with the kid from Get Out?
From Get Out?
The kid that's nominated for an Oscar, that's in, not kid, but man, is in Get Out. He was in, I think, that Shut Up and Dance one. Is that the one where it's a contest?
No.
Oh.
Shut Up and Dance is the kid that they hack his webcam.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucked up one.
Whoo, that ending, twist ending. Holy shit.
Sometimes my microwave blinks like 12, and I'm like, yeah, Black Mirror. I predicted that one.
All right.
Look at this guy.
He doesn't like Black Mirror. We get it.
Give it a shot.
You want me to read these?
Some of that shit is fucking mind-blowing. Yeah.
All right, so here's my ideas for episodes of Black Mirror. Instagram stories are currency, and the more people swipe away, the more you age. I guess it wouldn't be currency. It'd be more like... but like it'd be like your life force.
In time.
Be life currency.
Yeah. Yeah, basically in time, but you have to be interesting for people to keep you around.
Fuck that.
Yeah. I was trying to do this bit about fucking Tinder, about their terms of services, since you use Tinder, but like I'm married, so I don't do anything on it or whatever.
Why do you have Tinder?
Because
validation.
Because so every girl that like swipes right on me, when I die, when they die, I get to keep their souls. And like they write that in terms of service, but then it's like, well, listen, I kind of stole that idea because there's already a whole ethos where you get 72 girls that aren't here for hookups.
That's funny.
All right, here's would love that. No hookups. No, I always wanted to put the bottom of my profile.
Bruton does it. Bruton puts in his profile. He's like, not here for hookups.
Does it?
Yeah. It's like it works like fucking for. Anyway, go ahead, Beth.
All right. Sex robots have ended human reproduction until one of the robots gets pregnant and a reanimated Maury Povich must determine the father of the rebellion. This is my favorite one, but it probably gets the worst response, but I think it's the funniest. Getting Jiggy With It is the national anthem of the new United States of America. That is until the Wu-Tang Clan, thought to have perished in the parental advisory wars, reemerges to save us all. See? That's nothing. Cryptocurrency enthusiasts, vegans, and CrossFitters combine into a massive race of douchebag so annoying that people kill themselves just to avoid the conversations. And this is the one that does the best. If the picture of your baby doesn't get enough likes, it is sacrificed to Mark Zuckerberg.
I want to play this bit really fast.
It's the Sean Ross one?
Yeah, it's Sean Ross one. It's like, this is from the movie.
Can you just edit it on there?
I don't know how to do that. Bill, please.
Plus, I want to see it.
Yeah. All right. It's only 3 minutes long.
Little Pig Boy.
Well, it's really funny. Just look it up on YouTube, and then we'll just watch it.
Yeah, all right, that's fine. Yeah. Look up Sean Rouse from.
Are there any changes in our analytics? Are we getting any crazy movement as far as countries or anything?
We got Sweden back into the fold the other day.
Ooh, welcome back, you beautiful motherfuckers. Let us know who you are.
Michigan, I don't know. Do you guys know anybody in Michigan? Shout out to fucking.
I know everybody in Michigan.
I have some
East Lansing is. Pretty fucks with the Fantasy Boys.
I like if it. You listen to the Fantasy Boys, tweet us. We really want to know who you are. We are not convinced that you are real.
Yeah. You rarely do tweet at us, so do it. But, like, somebody's listening. They have to.
I would love to hear from, like, a non-comedian friend of ours.
Which one is it?
That one.
What is all over your arm?
Oh, I went to Sean. He's going to give me this tattoo to next week. I had to like fucking map it out to bro.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So you're going like, oh, I'm full blown.
Full sleeve.
Yeah. Yup.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yes. Anything to plug?
Brian and I will be at the Roxino in Northfield Park area. Northfield, I guess. Not Northfield Park. But they're March 2nd and 3rd. That was the worst plug ever.
We will rock that casino. We will rock the casino hard.
The rock and roll casino.
We will rock casinos across the land.
Yeah.
Rock casino.
February 3rd, the 2-year anniversary of the Ad Hominem Attack show at East End at 10:30 p.m. Ooh. Show up. It's going to be a fun time. Those shows are always fucking great. Brian Kenny flaunted. Just fucking ripped ass like a gentleman.
Mazel tov.
Ugh.
Mazel tov. Follow us at Fantasy Boys.
Happy Bot Mitzvah.
Happy Bot Mitzvah, everybody. Happy Bot Mitzvah. Oh, I'm going to make that the title of the fucking episode. All right. Bye, fucker.